Test 2.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are 4 parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear 4 statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the 4 statements. A.
They're moving some furniture.
B.
They're entering a meeting room.
C.
They're sitting at a table.
D.
They're cleaning the carpet.
Statement C.
They're sitting at a table.
Is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
He's drinking some coffee.
B.
He's preparing a beverage.
C.
He's putting on an apron.
D.
He's wiping off the counter.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
A woman is leaving a meeting.
B.
A man is cleaning his glasses.
C.
A woman is holding a pen.
D.
A man is signing a document.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
A sidewalk is crowded with runners.
B.
Some people are working out in a gym.
C.
Some skyscrapers are reflected on the water.
D.
The women are jogging in the same direction.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
Some people are exiting an airplane.
B.
A woman is tying a scarf.
C.
A suitcase is being stowed away.
D.
All of the overhead bins are closed.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
Trees are lined up along a walkway.
B.
Some people are swimming in the water.
C.
Boats are being pulled from a canal.
D.
A waterway is being constructed.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
One of the machines is towing the other.
B.
A cliff overlooks some construction equipment.
C.
Rocks are being piled up near a building.
D.
Some construction vehicles are being repaired.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and 3 responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
How many crates will be delivered?
A.
I'll wait for you.
B.
In the warehouse.
C.
At least 15.
Number 8.
Where is the best place to park near the stadium?
A.
Usually on weekdays.
B.
On 16th Avenue.
C.
A soccer tournament.
Number 9.
These file cabinets are for the sales department, aren't they?
A.
A computer file.
B.
No, they're for marketing.
C.
Yes, we were.
Number 10.
Could you help me set up my online account?
A.
I just visit in person.
B.
I'd be happy to.
C.
Yes, she's an accountant.
Number 11.
You watched Brian's news report, didn't you?
A.
He's a reporter.
B.
I'll watch them now.
C.
Sadly, I missed it.
Number 12.
Why did you leave your briefcase on the table?
A.
I wish that I could.
B.
Because I'm coming right back.
C.
Mostly business contracts.
Number 13.
Has the construction firm applied for the building permit?
A.
No, but they'll do it today.
B.
I work in another building.
C.
The renovations look fantastic.
Number 14.
How much damage was caused by last night's storm?
A.
If you think that's best.
B.
It's too early to tell.
C.
A few times a year.
Number 15.
When does the next issue of the magazine come out?
A.
A variety of articles.
B.
We're completely sold out.
C.
Not until next week.
Number 16.
Which of these drawers holds employee records?
A.
Yes, and schedules too.
B.
The top one.
C.
I'll hold it for you.
Number 17.
You cannot enter this restricted area.
A.
Sorry, I didn't know.
B.
I'd really enjoy that.
C.
Near the entrance.
Number 18.
How can I find the fastest route to the museum?
A.
That seems reasonable.
B.
Try searching for maps online.
C.
We're going to an art exhibition.
Number 19.
Where can I buy stationery like this?
A.
It's custom printed.
B.
I appreciate that.
C.
No, I don't have time.
Number 20.
Could we add labels to the sections of the storage room?
A.
Unfortunately, he's absent.
B.
Yes, my favorite store.
C.
I don't see why not.
Number 21.
Would you inform the faculty of the change?
A.
A copy of this form.
B.
Can Paul handle that?
C.
I'm a full-time member.
Number 22.
Are these ingredients still fresh?
A.
On the countertop.
B.
The farmer's market.
C.
Ask the head chef.
Number 23.
I have to pay the enrollment fee in advance, don't I?
A.
You can choose any spot.
B.
That's correct.
C.
Delivery is free.
Number 24.
Did Miss Hulbert accept any of our suggestions?
A.
Yes, I agree.
B.
She's still considering them.
C.
You have a point.
Number 25.
Who's making the speech before the Achievement Awards?
A.
The sales manager works here.
B.
It's the founder of the company.
C.
Congratulations, you deserve it.
Number 26.
This thermostat controls the entire building's temperature, doesn't it?
A.
No, we couldn't find it.
B.
No, just this floor.
C.
I'm warm enough.
Number 27.
Should I send the invoice by mail or by email?
A.
What's the client's preference?
B.
The total is 200 euros.
C.
That's more than enough.
Number 28.
Are you going to Sunday's orchestra concert?
A.
She plays the violin.
B.
How was it?
C.
Only if I can get a ticket.
Number 29.
We need a professional to make these repairs.
A.
Water is leaking from the sink.
B.
Yes, I have experience.
C.
That might be rather expensive.
Number 30.
Didn't you apply for a home loan?
A.
This neighborhood has a lot of good ones.
B.
Yes, but I was rejected.
C.
You can borrow one from me.
Number 31.
I'm not sure if this layout looks good for the cover.
A.
Actually, Jen is covering for me.
B.
Why don't you try something else?
C.
Because it appeals to readers.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
I cleaned out my car this weekend and forgot to put my parking pass back. Can I still use this lot?
Yes, but you'll have to pay the usual daily fee. You can pay by cash or credit card.
Well, since I work in this building, I'm supposed to have the fee waived.
In that case, I'll give you a receipt. You can present it tomorrow with your pass for a full refund.
Number 32.
What problem does the woman mention?
Number 33.
Where most likely does the man work?
Number 34.
What will the man give the woman? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. This blender has all the features I'm looking for, but it says here that the product's been discontinued.
That's right. We only have the display model left. It's for sale, but we've lost the ice chopping blades they're supposed to go with it.
That'd be all right. I only plan on using it to blend soup ingredients.
Great. Our display models are usually sold at 15% off the usual retail price. But because there's no extra blade, I can knock another 10% off.
Number 35.
Where most likely are the speakers?
Number 36.
What problem does the woman mention?
Number 37.
What does the woman say she will do? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hello. I'm interested in taking the ferry from Bath to Zingst, and I'd like to know what route times are available for this Thursday.
Let's see. On weekdays, we have departures to Zingst at 8 a.m, 3 p.m. and 7 p.m, and a one-way trip costs €14. Will you be travelling alone?
Actually, I'll be bringing my dog with me in a carrier.
All right, in that case, be sure to bring the health records from your veterinarian to prove that the animal has been vaccinated. Otherwise, it will not be allowed on board.
Number 38.
What kind of place is the woman calling?
Number 39.
What is the purpose of the call?
Number 40.
What does the man remind the woman to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Kevin, I really appreciate your help with finding a new site for our office.
It's my pleasure.
The lease in our current building is up in just 3 months.
That's not a lot of time, but it'll be nice to have a large space since we've nearly doubled our staff size.
Right. There are a few neighborhoods to consider, but, I'm not sure which one would be best.
How about making a questionnaire for employees so they can weigh in?
Great idea.
Number 41.
What is the conversation mainly about?
Number 42.
What does the man mention about the company?
Number 43.
What does the man suggest?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for calling the Hayden Electronics helpline. How may I be of assistance?
I'm wondering where I can get spare parts for my e-reader. It's the T70 model.
I'm sorry, but we don't manufacture that model anymore, so we don't sell replacement parts either. What is the problem with the device?
It's actually just the charger that needs to be replaced. I lost it while I was on vacation.
Oh, that won't be a problem at all. The new models use the same charger, so you can just order one from our website.
All right, great. About how long would it take to get to me?
Usually around 3 business days.
Number 44.
What problem does the man mention?
Number 45.
Why does the man recommend visiting a website?
Number 46.
What does the woman inquire about? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Good morning. I'm Niyati Pandit, the owner of Lux Finance. I'm looking for a temporary worker to cover for an employee who is away on extended medical leave. Your website said that you can fill openings fast.
That's right, Ms. Pandit. We have an extensive database of potential applicants. I'm sure we can find the right person for you.
Great. I need the person to start next Monday with some brief training, so I'd like to interview potential workers by phone on Thursday.
All right. After you send me the job description, I'll do some checking in our database for the best resumes. How about I send you the top 5 by the end of the day?
Number 47.
What does the man's company specialize in?
Number 48.
What does the woman want to do on Thursday?
Number 49.
What does the man offer to do? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Anderson, please tell me more about how you've used social media in past jobs.
In my last position, I used our accounts to improve engagement with customers and spread awareness of our specials. Our sales went up 8%, with most of it connected to the coupon codes we shared only through social media.
That's a major accomplishment. If you are hired, how do you think you could apply that strategy to our company?
First, I would work with your marketing specialist to come up with a similar strategy to build a better relationship with the clients you already have. Then I would consider ways to increase engagement with new customers.
Number 50.
Where most likely are the speakers?
Number 51.
What achievement does the man describe?
Number 52.
What does the man propose? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Katie, Ms. Spencer called this morning. She loved our ideas for redecorating her kitchen, and she wanted to get a final quote for the work.
I'm still waiting to find out if we can get the ceramic tile we want from the supplier. If he has it, the price will be quite reasonable, but otherwise we'll have to import it. That'll make a big difference.
I understand. Well, since Ms. Spencer's budget isn't very flexible, I'll prepare some alternative tile samples for her to choose from, just in case we can't use her first choice.
Number 53.
Who most likely are the speakers?
Number 54.
What does the woman mean when she says,
"That'll make a big difference"?
Number 55.
What does the man say he will prepare? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with 3 speakers.
I'm really looking forward to the banquet next week.
Me too. It'll be nice to be able to recognize the employees who have contributed to the company's success this year.
Yeah, but we still haven't completed the list of award recipients, have we?
Not yet. Most of the categories had a clear winner, but for Employee of the Year, I really don't know what we should do.
It was hard enough narrowing it down to Mr. Davis and Ms. Reed. They both deserve it. How can we choose just one?
We've got to find a way. How about meeting with Anthony Lindale, the manager of their department, to get his perspective?
Number 56.
What is the conversation mainly about?
Number 57.
What are the speakers having trouble doing?
Number 58.
What does the man think the speakers should do? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Ames, I've finished unpacking all of the new sweaters in the storeroom. I heard that they don't need to go on the shelves until the sale starts on Saturday. So, is there anything else you need me to do? My shift doesn't end until 4 o'clock.
Let's see. The changing rooms are always a mess.
Okay, I'll work on that until the end of my shift. I just need to fold the clothes or put them back on hangers and then return them to their correct displays, right?
Yes, that's right. Why don't you start in the women's department first? I'll call the manager there to let her know that you're heading over.
Number 59.
What does the woman say she is willing to do?
Number 60.
What does the man mean when he says, "The changing rooms are always a mess"?
Number 61.
What will the man probably do next? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and list.
Miss McCarty, I'm afraid your department, housekeeping, is still having a lot of problems. What can we do about that?
I guess I need to hold a workshop so the new staff members can review the cleaning procedures. Is there anything in particular I should focus on?
Well, just now I had a call from Miss Harper. She said that the housekeeping staff didn't put clean sheets on her bed, and that's just one example on this list of complaints.
All right, I'll organize something for this week.
In the meantime, I'm going to give a voucher for a free breakfast to each of the guests who had a problem.
Number 62.
What do the speakers suggest about the woman's department?
Number 63.
Look at the graphic. In which room is Ms. Harper staying?
Number 64.
What does the man say he will do?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and coupon. Good morning. One of my friends at work just got a promotion, and I wanted to send her some flowers. I was thinking about getting a bouquet of red roses.
Well, sir, red roses are beautiful, but they're usually considered a romantic gift. How about a combination of pink, yellow, and white roses?
Oh, that would be much better. Thanks. I'll take a bouquet of 12. I can use this coupon here, right?
That's right. Let me get your order ready. While I'm doing that, please fill out this form with the delivery information.
Number 65.
What does the man want to celebrate?
Number 66.
What does the woman recommend doing?
Number 67.
Look at the graphic. What is the man eligible to receive? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and directory.
Hey, Jane, are you almost done with the security camera installation on the fourth floor?
Yeah, I just have a few things to finish up. Why? Do you need some help with yours? I can give you a hand in a minute.
Well, I'm here on the third floor and I've run into a major issue. I was about to connect the camera to the building's power source, but this wiring looks out of date. I don't think it's up to code.
In that case, we'd better call Miss Fletcher. As the owner of this building, she'll have to hire someone to fix that.
Number 68.
What are the speakers doing?
Number 69.
Look at the graphic. According to the man, which office had a problem?
Number 70.
What does the woman suggest?
Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Welcome, everyone, to the Lawrence Public Library's annual event. With the funds we collect tonight, we will be able to make essential repairs to our building. We have a lot of beautiful artwork to auction off this evening. We've put up posters around the hall listing the approximate value of each piece. Of course, that's just the starting point. We hope you'll be even more generous with your bids. Don't forget, we've prepared a gift bag for each ticket holder, so be sure to grab yours on the way out.
Number 71.
According to the speaker, why was the event held?
Number 72.
What has been posted around the hall?
Number 73.
What does the speaker remind the listeners to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message. Hello, this message is for James DeRosa. I'm calling from Farland Company about the rental vehicle you reserved for Thursday. One of our employees took the reservation and payment was made using a corporate credit card, but the thing is, the employee didn't specify when you're going to come get it. We want to make sure it's ready to go when you get here, so please call me back at 555-0184 to let me know. We're open until 8 o'clock tonight and we open again tomorrow morning at 7.
Number 74.
Where most likely does the speaker work?
Number 75.
What is the speaker calling to find out about?
Number 76.
When does the speaker's business close today? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Miss Najira. This is Ron from the administration office. I'm making the arrangements for your upcoming trip for the assembly plant inspection in Mumbai. There are some vaccinations you'll need to get before your trip, so I've booked you an appointment next week with Dr. Herbert at the Central Clinic. That's for 2 p.m. on Tuesday. Also, I want to purchase your airline tickets as soon as possible. Would you like to sit by the window or by the aisle? Please call me back to let me know. I'm at extension 22. Thanks.
Number 77.
Why will the listener visit Mumbai?
Number 78.
According to the speaker, what should the listener do next week?
Number 79.
What information does the speaker request? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following broadcast.
The National History Society is sponsoring a lecture on ancient Roman times by Professor Philip Hines. It will take place on August 6th at 7 p.m. at the Rockford Theater. Tickets for the event are $12 at the door. However, you can save money by purchasing an advance ticket for just $8. These are available at the Parkway Public Library until August 4th. You might also want to check out the Society's webpage at www.nationalhs.org. There you can see a map of the seating area of the venue to help you with your seat selection.
Number 80.
What is the broadcast mainly about?
Number 81.
Where are discounted tickets being sold?
Number 82.
Why should listeners visit a website?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following announcement. Good morning, everyone. Before you start work today, I wanted to let you all know that we're going to make some adjustments to the production process here at Blake Manufacturing. I've looked at the productivity levels of employees, trying to figure out why they drop significantly at the end of the shift. The main contributing factor is when employees work at the same machine all day. That much is clear. So I've decided to switch your tasks more often, having you work at the same machine for only 2 hours at a time. Since you might be working with some equipment you haven't used in a while, please look over the instructions in the manuals of the devices you'll be assigned.
Number 83.
What is the announcement mainly about?
Number 84.
What does the speaker mean when he says, "That much is clear"?
Number 85.
What are the listeners advised to do? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following news report.
Good evening. This is Caitlin Brown from Prime Radio. I'm here with a live report from Pisani Bistro for its highly anticipated opening day. The restaurant is owned by world-renowned chef Isabella Pisani, and food critics and diners alike are excited to taste the mouth-watering dishes she has created. Diners without reservations are lined up out the door. They're going to be here for hours, but everyone I've spoken to says it will be well worth it. Many of them are looking forward to trying Ms. Pisani's signature chocolate tower dessert, which features imported chocolate mixed with the perfect balance of exotic spices.
Number 86.
What is the speaker reporting about?
Number 87.
What does the speaker mean when she says,
"They're going to be here for hours"?
Number 88.
What is mentioned about the chocolate tower dessert? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Annika. I just wanted to thank you again for all the help you gave me with Miss Stanton's retirement banquet. Everyone was commenting on how beautiful the invitations were. I'd love to know where you got them done. I have more events coming up, and it's always important to make a good impression. Anyway, enjoy the rest of the weekend, and I'll see you at work. I'm looking forward to meeting Miss Stanton's replacement, who starts next week.
Number 89.
What is the purpose of the call?
Number 90.
What does the speaker imply when he says,
"I'd love to know where you got them done"?
Number 91.
According to the speaker, what will happen next week? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following advertisement.
Take control of your future by developing career-enhancing skills at the Emerson Institute, the region's leading provider of classes on graphic design. Whether you plan to work as a freelancer or join a company, you can be confident that the Emerson Institute will help you create the foundation you need for success. We're famous for having teachers who are experts in their field, with more experience than those of any of our competitors. They'll share their expertise and insights with you. Find out more at our January 28th informational meeting on campus, where you can get your questions answered. Then you can make an informed decision just in time for the February 6th to 17th registration.
Number 92.
What field does the Emerson Institute offer courses in?
Number 93.
What is the Emerson Institute known for?
Number 94.
According to the advertisement, what will happen on February 6th? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and order form.
Hi, Sean. It's Ruth. I've forwarded you the requests from the managers of each of our restaurant branches so you can place the linen order. Augusta and Enfield need more of everything. Worthington only needs bar towels, and Glendale only needs tablecloths. Usually we send everything to our office to verify the contents, but the order's a lot bigger this time. I'm worried that we don't have enough space for everything, so please have the items delivered to the individual branches instead. Also, the managers want to know when the items will arrive, so please call them as soon as you know the delivery date. Thanks.
Number 95.
Look at the graphic. Which branch placed the request?
Number 96.
What is the speaker concerned about?
Number 97.
What is the listener asked to do? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and schedule.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Thank you for being here today. My name is Jared Brannan, and I'm the head of the sales team here at Mallory Industries. We're pleased that you are considering investing in our business. Throughout the day, you'll be learning more about our operations, and we encourage you to ask questions at any time. I've passed out a schedule of the talks from directors of various departments. I'm sure you'll be particularly interested to hear from Rachel Whitley, our head of marketing. After all the talks are over, I'll show you around the building so you can get a taste of what goes on behind the scenes. If everyone's ready, let's get started.
Number 98.
Who most likely are the listeners?
Number 99.
Look at the graphic. When will Ms. Whitley give a talk?
Number 100.
According to the speaker, what will the listeners do at the end of the day?
This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.